You're listening to the One Day at a Time podcast. I'm your host, Kai Logue. My purpose is to help as many people as I can break out of negativity and poverty so they can live a life by their own design. This podcast is designed to show you exactly what it fucking takes to be successful and get what you fucking deserve. There's no fluff, no bullshit, just real people who turned a negative into a positive by taking life one day at a time.
I've seen the good, I've seen the bad, I've thought about days I couldn't get back. I couldn't even relax until I started taking life one day at a time. Used to let them tell me no, 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 but I don't let them tell me no, no, no. I took back control, made my life mine. Let me teach you how to do the same thing one day at a time.
Hey, what's up, Odad Nation? So today I wanted to talk about one of the best lessons that I've ever learned. And I actually learned this lesson when I was a lot younger. And that lesson is you're only cheating yourself. Now, when I was younger, as you guys know, if you know anything about my story, bounced around a lot as a kid. I was actually taken in by a family. And that family was my best friend since elementary school. His family took me in and his stepdad actually taught me this lesson, a guy by the name of Joe. Now, Joe's no longer with us, but he's one of the first, probably only, honestly, positive, adult male role models I ever had. And he taught me, this lesson about never cheating yourself, because it's so easy to cheat yourself. Now, we learned this lesson in the gym. He taught me how to lift weights when I was a kid, and we had this little gym Raj we would go to. It was a gym slash garage or garage in the gym. We called the gym Raj, and we'd lift, and man, they were some big dudes in there. They're grown ass men. They're lifting heavy, and I couldn't keep up, being a 16-year-old kid, but I wanted to. It was my first time lifting, and obviously they're way bigger than me and stronger, being just a kid. And I would lift weights that were way too heavy, and I wouldn't be able to do a full rep, but I wanted to do it, just to try to keep up, but I obviously wasn't able to. And what I learned was, he came over and he'd say it to me. It took me a few times because I'm kind of slow. It takes me a few times to get the lesson. But he'd just say, you look at me as you're only cheating yourself. And let me just keep doing what I was doing. But he kept repeating that to me after a few sessions. It finally clicked, you're only cheating yourself. And I got what he meant. And he meant that, the only one not seeing the results was me. Because I let my ego get in the way. I let my ego get in the way of my progress. And it's so easy to do that. And, I took that lesson and I've been able to use it in so many other areas. So it's a question I ask myself, and it's, it's a statement I tell myself a lot when I catch myself doing that, when I catch myself, just half-assing something, or if I catch myself not making all the calls I need to make or not doing what I said I was going to do, then I tell myself you're only cheating yourself. And it's true, because there's nobody else you're cheating. You're not cheating the system. You're not going to have the results that you want if you're not willing to do the work, you're not willing to commit, and you're not willing to do it the right way. Because when you half-ass something, you get bare minimum any results. If you just, you get no results and you just end up getting frustrated and you don't get anywhere. So, it's been huge for me, because like I said, there's so many areas where you can cheat yourself. And it helps me today. I still think of it all the time. I think about when I'm in the gym. I think about it when I want to not finish my workout, or, I want to skip a day, whatever. Same thing with work. If I'm not doing as much as I can, I ask myself, am I cheating myself? Because that's the only person you're cheating. You're not cheating anybody else. Nobody else really gives a fuck. It's a battle of you versus you. You versus your ego and you trying to be the best version of yourself. So don't fucking cheat yourself. Give it your all, do your best, and don't look for shortcuts, man. Because that's the other way I took that lesson, was it's when you take shortcuts, you're cheating yourself. There's no shortcut to success. There's no easy button. There's no magic pill. All there is the work, and you can't skip the work if you want to get the results. So that's it. Long story short, don't cheat yourself. Do the work, and man, you're gonna see. Like I always say, the results are going to come. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. So you guys keep crushing it one day at a time. Hey, this is Kai. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you. If you could do me a favor, if you could make sure to like and subscribe to the show and share it with someone that you think would benefit from the podcast. Let's spread the word. Let's grow Odad Nation. And hey, keep winning one day at a time.